In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today in the Gospel we see both the power of the Word of God and faith in that power. A leper approaches Jesus with a faith that if the Lord wished, he could cleanse him from the disease that was eating away his flesh and ostracizing him from his family, from society, from the temple. Jesus said, "I will do it." Be made clean. A little later, upon entering Capernaum, a Roman centurion approached asking him to heal his paralyzed, agonizing servant. When Jesus indicated he would go immediately, the centurion stopped him and said, "Only say the word, and my servant will be healed." Jesus said that word, "You may go. As you have believed, it be done for you." And the servant was healed at that very hour. Only say the word. The word of Jesus has the power to cure lepers and paralytics. It has the power to cast out demons, to calm raging seas and howling winds, to get fishermen immediately to leave their fish and boats, and tax collectors to abandon their money. The word of Jesus has the power to forgive sins, to change bread and wine into his body and blood. The word of Jesus has the power to raise the dead. Dear faithful, do we faith in this word, both with a capital W, who is, and small w, what he says? Like the leper and the centurion. Do we hunger for this word? Since, as Jesus says, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Do we seek to build our life on this word? Jesus says that the one who listens to his words and acts on them is like the wise man who built his house on rock. He wants us to be those who hear the word of God and do it. Like his mother, who responded to God through the archangel Gabriel at the Annunciation, "Let it be done to me according to thy word." When Jesus challenges us with hard teachings, like he did the first disciples, when he said that to have life they needed to gnaw on his flesh and drink his blood, he wants us to respond with faith, like Saint Peter, saying, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." He wants us to recognize, like we pray in the Psalms, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path," and respond, "Lord, teach me your way that I may walk in your truth." Ultimately, he wants us to live in such a way that we say, "Lord, only say the word, and I will believe it, I will love it, I will follow it, I will celebrate it, I will share it, I will enflesh it. Dear faithful, Jesus calls us to go to the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. We can only give what we have. To share the word of God with others so that their hearts might burn begins with our knowing it. Our holiness, to a large degree, depends upon it. We see in the lives of so many saints the impact that the Word of God had in them and through them in others. God wants His Word to have the same impact in us. Let us imitate Him. Also, we should have compassion on all those with whom we are dealing, even those whom we might consider enemies, should be treated with respect, indeed, with mercy. The idea of taking revenge on someone who has harmed us should not enter our minds. We should recognize that an evil doer who causes us to hate him has conquered us. That by eliciting our hatred, he has harmed us more than he did by the original hurt. If we wish to gain satisfaction for this hurt, we are to feed our enemy's hunger and slake his thirst. Today's Mass teaches us a lesson about the importance of faith for eternal salvation. How our Lord commends the centurion for the strength of his faith. I have not found such great faith in Israel. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast into the exterior darkness. Clearly, Jesus was referring to those of the chosen people, the first chosen people, that would reject him and ultimately have him put to death. But we Catholics should never be so complacent as to think that he was referring to the Jews alone. The children of the Church are God's new chosen people. We have received the immeasurable gifts of God's revelation and through baptism, the means to sanctifying grace. We must follow the centurion good's example, acknowledging the power and love of God and trusting in his compassion, lest we too be cast into the exterior darkness with the weeping and gnashing of teeth. Dear friends, let us not waste our time. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.